Yo, 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 what's up, guys? Welcome to the podcast. Hope you guys had a good
What's up, y'all?
week. And let's see.
We're starting a little bit later, but just want to say congratulations to DeMar Hamlin this past week. He got discharged from the hospital, so he's now in good condition. From my understanding, he's in decent condition. I know we talked about him last week. He was still in the hospital, but he got discharged, I believe, on Wednesday. If I'm not mistaken, he got fully discharged from the hospital.
Nice.
But he's making a speedy recovery. And also, happy belated birthday to what's his name? Jeremy Renner. It's crazy because he was in the I don't think he was in the ICU, but he was still in the hospital, from what I understand. Anyway, it was his birthday. So, it was kind of a shitty birthday gift, but, or, I mean, actually, it was a pretty great one. He got the gift of life, so. Happy belated birthday to Jeremy Renner, and congrats to DeMar Hamlin for being discharged out the hospital. Hopefully those men are doing good now. Hopefully. And also another news, there's something else. I just couldn't remember, but there was
Well, before we get into all that stuff,
what's
you
up?
could go ahead and research all that stuff.
What's up? What's up?
I'm just wanting to say I hope you guys had a good weekend or a good week, and hope everything is going all right with you guys. And let's see.
And I know, usually we turn out to be like a news type of podcast and we just talk about that, but there's never times where we actually talk about, hey, what's really going on, with us and, how's everyone doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's
So
because like
it's
we don't
just
really
like
have anything all that
us.
interesting going on. It's pretty much only just like work and fucking what's it called? And just like resting.
We're low
And
key boring, but
I mean, we do go out sometimes, don't get me wrong. Like, I mean, we're going bowling tomorrow, I think, but after that, we're gonna be inside almost the entire fucking time.
We just try to keep it basic, try to keep it fun. We don't try to overdo it and over exaggerate it. And also, oh yeah, my fault. I know we had talked about Jeremy Renner, but there's a possibility, going back to Jeremy Renner, his leg, there's a possibility his leg can get amputated on some sad news from that. Well, it looks like they say his leg will never recover. So supposedly, they might have to amputate, which is crazy, and that probably would put a retire on his action star days.
But I
But I
mean,
mean, he
it's
made his money, and
I mean, at the same time, it kind of like this is gonna sound really rude, but it's not meant to. But it came at like kind of a good time because they just introduced the Hailee Steinfeld as Hot Girl or whatever the fuck.
I mean,
So
yeah, but not take away.
what they could
I mean,
do with that is they could easily just like
yeah,
make up some reason that he lost his leg,
and
and
he
then so he
just,
has to like retire, but he's
yeah,
still like mentoring her,
yeah,
That'd
and
be a
that's
good
cool,
idea.
and that's cool, and hopefully, whichever one it is, I mean, hopefully he just, it just happened, it just, wherever they write him off the screen or whatever, hopefully they do him justice. I mean, at the end of the day, I have my gripes and I have my jokes about Hot Guy or Hawkeye and what's called, he was, and I ain't gonna lie, since Avengers Endgame made him so fucking dope, like that the last, like it revived and redeemed his character, in my opinion, when he was fucking Ronin,
It
fucking going
did,
crazy.
but what really set it in stone was his series, Hawkeye.
And that was actually a good series. That's actually a good Christmas, It's actually a good
It's
Christmas
like a diehard
series,
kind of thing.
diehard type shit. You know what I mean? And it was a good way to, hand off his career over to Kate Bishop. But
I
let's just be
mean, not
real.
really handed off yet. I mean, I'm pretty sure he still has like
It's
a
gonna
few.
happen.
I mean, yeah, it is gonna happen, but I think there's a few more movies that he's gonna be in.
Just long as it's done right, I mean, good on Hawkeye. Hopefully he goes off the right way. Hopefully he don't fuck him over, do no stupid shit. But yeah, going into Disney, what I was doing. Yeah, this past week the new Ant-Man trailer dropped, And people were going crazy over MODOK.
Apparently MODOK isn't gonna be fucking Armin Zula. It's gonna be fucking the
Yellow Jacket.
The first
which guy. It is a good way to put it into the cinematic universe. I mean, you know what I mean? You don't want to just get some random person. I'm MODOK here to cause trouble.
I mean, yeah, but at the same time, MODOK doesn't really have anything to do with the Quantumverse, so they just kind of threw him in just so they could finally.
But you know, Marvel does. I'll give Marvel this: they have a good way of reviving or redoing a character, and repurposing them, and they actually turn out to be pretty fucking good. Actually, sometimes even transcend the actual character from the comics. Like, you know, Killmonger.
Yeah.
You know, people just thought he was just, I mean, he is a brute in the comics, but like
he was more of like a B tier villain or C tier, but then they kind of like upped him to A tier.
Yep. Upped him when he fucking, when he found his real motive and shit like that. Like, it was just a lot.
If there's one villain that I really want to see come back to the screen, it's fucking Red Skull. And they killed him off way too early, and they could have done a lot with him.
Oh yeah, no, he could. He honestly, him,
and they might. They're in talks too. I think that apparently he could be coming back in. Kang Dynasty or something like that, or what was the other one? Secret Wars.
Secret War. Yeah, because
I mean, and I think it'd be really entertaining to see what they do with the Falcon, Captain America, and.
I want to see what they're gonna do in the New World Order. So I'm hearing some crazy shit that, you know, Harrison Ford took over Thunderbolt Ross.
And then I was also hearing
his death, the guy who originally played Thunderbolt Ross. And supposedly there was some crazy ass shit it was going to go into.
They were saying, I know a few details.
Oh yeah, so they're going to be exploring the dead body of the Celestial,
Island,
from Eternals.
New World Order is going to be that they're going to be investigating that body or the head of the body from the Eternals, and that island is going to be what's known as it's some weird ass name, but it's home of the mutants or something like that. And in the beginning, though, they're going to basically investigate it and like. Apparently they're gonna find adamantium, like the stuff that Wolverine is made out of, and then they're gonna where all the villains or like a whole bunch of villains are gonna like try to get it, but fucking Captain America is gonna be the only one trying to protect it or something like that. Like,
if you're going off
Rambo style,
if you're going off what you know She-Hulk did, technically Wolverine's already in the universe. But supposedly that this might be the part where they actually turn him into or some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're already slowly introducing mutants because of like
Black Panther,
fucking Namor, and then with Miss Marvel. I mean, they're slowly coming out with them, but it's only a matter of time before
they'll meet the big dogs.
Or, you know what? I think that's how it was in the comics. Like, mutants were always a part of, like, everyday life. It's just that they weren't, like, so many. But because of, like some sort of, like, extraterrestrial crystal or something like that that got spread throughout the world, it sped up the fucking mutants or something like that. But
I just know it was, like, it was something with supposedly there's, like, talks of it being because those people that got blipped out. Like I snapped, fucking came back and it had some mutant gene in them, and some of them their mutant gene actually comes out, or some shit like that. Supposedly that's supposed to be a thing.
I don't know how true that is because Miss Marvel, she wasn't blipped. They didn't like talk about it at all in her little series.
I forgot about this series. Honestly, be real. I'm not gonna hate on it, but you know, I forgot.
They didn't really talk about her being blipped. They just talked about like how everybody was affected and stuff like that.
But if anything,
I think it might just be like something that's been like dormant, but because of like everything that's happening, it kind of just woke up.
Yeah. I don't know. I hope if they bring the mutants in, they do it right.
Or you know what? You want to know what it might be? It might be because of a blip, but not the people that were blipped. because you know in Avengers when they were explaining, or in Avengers Endgame, when they're explaining what happened after the blip, they're saying that a mass like shockwave was mass spread, energy, mass energy thing that could be what of like.
Okay, well, I can, either way, I can get down with it. I mean, just as long as they do it right, not some stupid bullshit that they've been doing. Like, Ant-Man actually looks like the first fucking movie in the past 2 years, or since No Way Home, that it's like, okay, now we're back to what the fuck Marvel used to be. Like, I don't know what the fuck this gray area of woke justice warrior bullshit this was here.
But yeah, it was kind of weird.
It was just like, I don't know what bullshit they had.
It felt too rushed to introduce new characters, you know?
Like, and then they have some fucking weird-ass agenda to try to make everything so woke. I don't know what it was. But this feels like Marvel. Like, this Ant-Man movie, this Ant-Man movie actually feels like Marvel. I'm like, okay, cool. Now we're getting back to the fucking basics.
And, in the final trailer, too, they finally did, like, a end look for how Kang is going to look.
Oh,
and
he looks crazy. He looks... Like, people were complaining about the suit being, like, too televised and digital.
Yeah, but that was because the first photo that was, like, shown was kind of, like...
They're like, it looks like a TV, but then they're like...
Yeah, but actually got, like, proper photos and shit like that, they're like, hey.
This shit actually looks fucking dope. Like, thing about Marvel, I could give them, they always know how to transcend the character. Like, they can transcend a character to a new height. That, you know, you already love that character, and then... Here he, lo and behold, he's on silver screen. You're like, oh, fuck, I actually like this guy. And so that, I give Marvel that. They have that movie magic where they can make it. They did it with Iron Man. They did it with fucking Captain America because you think he's just some, I mean, yeah, he is like just a straightforward guy and shit like that. But then you find out there's more to him, that he's suffering and he missed Bucky and shit like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that whole shit. And then you just find more about it. So I give him that. Just as long as they do it right, I'm all for it. And fucking, yeah, and I don't know. This shit looks tough for Ant-Man. Like, he's like, oh, fuck. Like, because, you know, at that end, he's like, we don't, you know, I don't got to win. We both just got to lose. I was like, oh, shit. Like,
it was, I think this might actually be the end of Paul Rudd as Ant-Man.
It might, because he's in his 50s.
Yeah, and I think it might, like, introduce fucking Cassie as the main
And that
person.
Makes sense because, fuck, and it makes sense, but I'm just like, listen, I don't even want to sound like a dickhead. I think he still might do the mentor role, but what's called, he's going to be more like what fucking Michael Douglas is to him.
Probably.
In the whole thing. He's going to pretty much be that for Cassie and shit. Because she, you know, I don't know if you saw in the trailer, but it was like Cassie Lang coming out of jail.
Yeah.
And so when she...
Fucking...
It's like coming full circle for fucking Scott. Because that's when Hank Pym found him in jail.
Yeah. And
so he's just like
y'all know what I think the storyline is going to be? I'm pretty sure I'm going to be right about this. But basically, I think it's going to be about that because of, like, the blip or whatever the fuck, like, he missed time with Cassie, and Cassie turned into this sort of, like, rebellious teenager sort of deal that goes to jail and shit like that. And so
it looks like it's going to be her fault if he fucking dies.
I mean, she's the one that created the fucking...
The little beacon.
Yeah, so it kind of is already. But anyways, and then he's going to try to, like, make up for it somehow or what the fuck. But it's going to end up being, like, a whole, like, family issue.
Yeah.
And then so when the fucking... when they get shrunk and he gets separated with Hope and her family and he ends up with Cassie...
Yeah.
He's gonna end up being like working for the evil guy in order to protect Cassie, and Hope is gonna be doing her own thing. You know what I'm saying?
It looks like they are gonna strike a deal, and so which is cool. But at the same time, like, I don't know. I don't know. There's some things that's gonna probably be stupid in the movie, but the movie overall feels like a Marvel movie. You know what I mean?
It feels
like a Marvel movie. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel like some woke agenda garbage. Like, I mean, I do think
the main storyline is going to be about Kang trying to get his chair.
Yeah,
and I think that's definitely what it's going to be about.
Yeah, this is him trying to get out.
Yeah, But I mean, the only way to for him to get out is through a chair, because throughout the entire like trailer, he didn't have it once. So, okay. Or unless like that entire platform that he was on was his chair.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird, because why would it be so fucking big?
Shit.
But I mean, quantum universe and all that shit. So
yeah, you just never know. But yeah, like the shit that the shit better be good. I'm not gonna put no high expectation off an Ant-Man film, but honestly, it's the only fucking film that looks like it's actually halfway decent since Spider-Man No Way Home.
Mm-hmm.
Like I already knew Wakanda was probably gonna shit the bed. Like I already had the feeling. And fucking...
Oh, did you hear about the Golden Globes? It went exactly as we said. The mom actually won a Golden Globe.
Oh, shit. Yeah, because I'm telling you, her fucking performance was fucking amazing.
She
saved the movie. Like, if the movie was garbage, Angela Bassett saved the fuck out of that film. Like,
get me wrong. I'm not saying it's bad or nothing like that. It was still plenty good in its own right. It wasn't...
It wasn't a proper Marvel movie. It wasn't,
not to me anyways. She saved it and made it like a really good movie.
Oh yeah, and then speaking of Black Panther, you know, I just didn't want to talk about no one because I was just mad. And so, but yeah, and supposedly there was supposed to be a sex scene between Shuri and Namor. And that Marvel was trying to force on Ryan Coogler. But Ryan Coogler wrote it off.
That's so fucking.
And then, but supposedly they forced the kiss at the end. You remember I told you that shit felt so forced. That supposedly Marvel writers were forcing him to add that kiss where you know those two, the warrior Dora Milaje woman, fucking kissed at the end, and you didn't even know they're in a relationship.
I don't think they kissed. I think they just did the forehead thing. Did they?
No, they actually kissed, I think.
I don't remember.
They're like, my love. And they kissed each other.
No.
Yeah. They kissed at the end.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, or hold on. Let's see. They just put it here, too.
Yeah, no, so I think, I remember seeing them, like, do, like, a whole forehead thing, but that's mainly a sign of respect. It's not really a sign of, like...
Yeah, they called each other my love or some shit like that. I don't know. But I remember we talked about it. We just skimmed over it.
It
was a minute ago.
I mean, you guys tell us. You guys go back to that episode.
If y'all go back, were they kissing or something?
I'm pretty sure we talked about it, but
it was like a lesbian kiss. But anyways,
we're too lazy to look it up ourselves.
Yeah, like I'm lazy as fuck. But
are you just gonna agree to disagree?
Yeah, just continue. Yeah, it was a lot of shit. I like now give Ryan Coogler more praise that it wasn't even his fault the movie failed. Yeah, I don't even put it on fucking Ryan Coogler. He just worked with the best of what he had. You feel me? Like he didn't have the right environment to work off a Black Panther movie. You know what I mean? He just worked with the best.
I mean, it was filled with controversy and shit like that. Tension was high.
The movie was destined to fail, even though it was destined to fail. It actually technically succeeded.
Yeah. I mean. If we were to do examples, if every good movie, good Marvel movie or like great Marvel movie was S tier, this movie was like around A tier, maybe B tier.
Yeah.
But
you rank it off like One Punch Man.
I mean, that's just like the universal ranking for like animes and shit like that.
What? Okay. Yeah, my fault.
Like for every like isekai anime or whatever the fuck like that, they always have like sort of some sort of like ranking system for people that are or characters that are in the fucking thing, and it goes like F, E, G, D,
something like that,
and then the top is S. It's interesting, but
yeah, I mean, well,
that's a whole different subject.
That's a whole different subject, but yeah, that's actually dope. I didn't fucking know that, I don't know, just. Yeah, for me, you know, you guys already know how I felt about the movie. I mean, hot garbage. Hot, nonetheless, but garbage.
Yeah. I mean, if I can say one thing, though, the one series that I'm looking forward to that should be coming out this year is Secret Invasion.
Yeah, that actually looks pretty good.
Because they're finally going to put, like, the Kroll and, like, they're finally going to say say like what happened to Nick Fury and shit like that. And then that they're also going to try to bring Emilia Clarke in there somehow. I'm not sure if she's going to be a villain or if she's going to be a hero. But
somehow, so it's somewhere in between now and like in the 90s, the scrolls turned.
Yeah, yeah.
And so now they just pretty much.
I did hear something about Emilia Clarke being like signed for like a couple more movies. So she may be like an official part of the MCU now. But I mean, I'm not too sure about that. When I first heard about it, it was all rumors and shit. So yeah, we'll see.
But yeah, now I see like the way Marvel's going now, I see why Keanu Reeves rejected all those roles. Like he probably, so from what I understand, he rejected 6 big movie deals from Marvel. Like they approached him 6 times saying, hey, you want to be this character? Nope. You want to be this character? Nope. They're approaching him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, and you know people can't get enough of Keanu Reeves either.
In terms of an action star, he's like one of the first people you think of.
Yeah, like, and that's the thing, because Keanu was from the 90s when there actually were action stars. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and like he was Matrix, part of the
Point Break.
He was a part of the big series Matrix back in the 90s, where it was like all the fucking rage.
Yeah, like, you know, I give him props now. The way Marvel's going now, like I actually give him props. Like if we actually go back to what made Marvel great. And stop fucking getting political and shit like that. I understand we want to add nuance to the characters. However,
they should really only keep it to like their emotions and shit like that.
They should just keep that shit to a bare fucking minimum.
Don't really.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, these are also fictional characters.
Yeah, but at really the same time, they're also building a world. Yeah. Also, like they can't build the characters and be like the world is like, yeah, that's whatever.
True. But at the same time.
And sometimes the world builds the character, you know?
Yes. But mainly, you know, we've seen what y'all can do in nuance, you know, trying to give nuance to these characters and shit like that, which is fine. But you've been failing left and fucking right.
Time to get back. Ever since No Way Home, it was kind of just on a downward slope. Yeah. But with Ant-Man, it may finally, like,
now if we fucking pick up.
Ant-Man is the. Yeah, is the turning point for them, and it's gonna be like nothing but up. I'm calling it here now.
I would say so, if they stick to what made them fucking great originally.
I mean, I think that's what they realized and what they're doing with Quantumania.
Yeah, I think
the only real big problem that I really have with the movie so far is just the whole fucking Arnim Zola fucking thing.
But other than that, like I actually think this is actually gonna be a great film. I actually think Ant-Man is going to be great. Now, like I said, if they stop going woke, because they're you know, this is how the studios do it. They do it for like 10 years. They have a 10-year thing where they go for, you know, go woke or broke. Mm-hmm. You know, it's any direction they're going to go for 10 years. They always have a 10-year plan. You know, for Marvel, it was those first 10 years, nothing but pure fucking glory. That was the gold fucking standard. It was just like mid-tier and then fucking zoom the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was crazy. I don't think it's going down, honestly. It's just plateauing. It's straight even. We still love Marvel and shit like that. These past few shows and movies didn't make us hate it. It's just like,
I guess you're in this phase now that we have to. You know what I mean? You're in your teenage phase. You got to go through it. You know, when you're a teenager, you're a bitch. You know what I mean? Regardless how you put it. Yeah, so you just, I understand.
Now
like
now it's like all
now you're again. Now you're understanding where the fuck you are. Now you're growing up now. You're 17.
What a great analogy.
Right? You're 17 now, Marvel. So wake the fuck up, all right?
You're trying to figure out where the fuck you're going to go in your life and shit.
Fucking smack yourself out the fucking reality, all right? There you go. But shout out to Keanu Reeves.
Apparently, he declined those big movie offers from like everybody, but he accepted like movie offers from fucking SpongeBob.
That's exactly where I was going with it. And fuck it, I know there's memes about that and shit like that. Like it's crazy that he declined all that money just to come and do a small role in SpongeBob.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like it's pretty dope. And he played a tumbleweed, right?
Yeah.
I knew.
He played a tumbleweed.
Declined all these big, major motion picture offers. And fucking, he played a tumbleweed. You know, he even declined, supposedly, there's a rumor that he declined James Cameron. Mm. When he first approached him. So you remember Colonel Stick? Mm. The tough dude? Supposedly that was supposed to be played by Keanu. Mm. Yeah, supposedly. That's the rumor. But he declined that offer. And fucking, I don't know, man. It's just Keanu, he looks like that cool dude that he's like, you're not gonna fucking buy me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you're gonna hire me, you're gonna hire me, but I'm gonna do it my fucking way. You know what I mean? And so that's what's up about Keanu. I fuck with Keanu. But if Marvel goes back up, I'm all for it. Just leave the woke bullshit back in 2022, y'all. That's all I ask. And what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, speaking of Keanu Reeves and the Matrix. Now we're gonna segue over to Logan Paul. Only reason I say the Matrix now, because you know, there's another controversy with his shit, and fucking supposedly he now I think it was last time, what was it? I don't know if we spoke about this last week, but it was like him backpedaling from the whole, you know, I'm gonna sue you, this and that. Mm. And so now there's another controversy about his a pig he bought like 2 years ago.
No, we talked about that already.
The pig.
Pearl the pig, yeah.
I think we talked about it, but I don't think we brought it to the podcast.
No, I think we talked about it on the podcast.
Did we? Am I tripping?
I think I remember, yeah.
Yeah, or some shit like that. I don't know. But anyways, now
just fucking recap, yeah.
Yeah, just, you know, he bought a pig named Pearl. He thought it was like a mini cup pig or some teacup pig or some shit like that. Which is weird, like those like mini pigs that say mini pigs forever, like cute.
Yeah, teacup pigs.
Teacup pigs. And fucking, yeah, so he thought that's what the pig was, which, you know, hilariously enough, it wasn't. Grew up to be a bigger pig, and, you know, he just moved to, I think, Puerto Rico. Mm. Or he has a house down there, and supposedly he lives down in Puerto Rico now, or one of his properties. Mm. And fucking, yeah, he just said he gave it to one of his old neighbors, mm-hmm. just at random, and then that neighbor was like, hey, I'm moving too. Supposedly left the pig or abandoned or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he had two pigs, actually, and then one of the pigs died, and Pearl got rescued at the last second. She was dying and shit like that. Yeah, and animal community was on his ass.
There was some new information that came out that apparently Logan Paul did actually give Pearl to like a proper home and like gave her proper care. They gave her proper care, but it's just that home went bankrupt. Yeah. And so they gave away like all their animals. And so they gave Pearl to this like
random person
or this random like farm that kind of neglected her. And then so Pearl ran off or whatever the fuck. And then that's when they found her.
Okay. That would make sense. Like, I don't think it's bigger than the crypto scam. Mm. I don't think so. But the animal community was on his ass.
Yeah.
Like, this motherfucker cannot stop making enemies. Yeah. And then at the end, fucking Logan Paul put out a tweet. Mm. The Matrix is real, guys. And I'm paraphrasing. But he put out a tweet. The Matrix is real, guys. Pray it never comes for any of you. And then fucking Andrew Tate from jail. Andrew Tate from jail. He's like, yo, even in Romania, they know this guy's full of shit or he's a scammer.
Oh, speaking of fucking Andrew Tate.
Oh, yeah, going into Andrew
Tate
now.
There was some news about that apparently he lost his appeal
to skip his detainment.
No, not that. To unfreeze his assets.
Oh, did that get...
His assets, all his money and shit like that?
We talked about that. They froze all his assets. They took all his assets, and they pretty much took everything. Like they made sure that man had nothing.
Yeah.
As of now, Andrew Tate has nothing. He's starting from scratch again. And I don't know, man. It's gonna be crazy to see. Before getting into Andrew Tate, a word from our sponsors.
Un otro. Bienvenidos al podcasto.
Tranquilo, la migra. La migra.
I don't know the Spanish word. Policía!
Córale! Vámonos, gato!
Again?
We're doing all these in bulk.
Just one after another.
Yeah, just one after another. Yeah, we gotta fill the airway. I know you guys are just fucking creaming your pants every time you hear.
We gotta fill your hole somehow. We can't just fill it with
you know, crisp, decent voices that get your nipples so hard that you're cutting through your shirt, and now people think you're fucking into fucking BDSM. Got a fucking nipples poked out. When in reality, they're just
stiff, so hard that they tear through the fucking.
Tear through the fucking.
You have to like wear band-aids constantly.
Fucking fabric cutters and shit. So, guys, I get it. I understand. You guys get moist at times.
Damn.
Just don't fuck up your fucking earphones when you're listening to this, because your eardrums might bleed. Okay.
If you have diamond cutters, hit me up. That's all I'm saying.
And you also got to be a woman as well. So. I put that in there because there's some fucking, it puts the lotion on the skin looking motherfucker that's rubbing his nipples to this fucking song, to this fucking podcast. So you gotta be fucking, you gotta be specific, June. I don't want no fucking long haired Point Break looking motherfucker. Is this the address to Zebedee? I was like, Joe, get your fucking ass out of here. There you go. You know, I don't judge, but
we'll see what happens. But yeah, on to
the podcast. What the fuck happened? Go fuck yourself. And we're back. But yeah, going back into entertaining the Matrix and shit like that. So earlier this week, you know, he appealed to have his detainment, you know, sped up so he can get out of his detainment.
Mm-hmm.
And it got denied. Because of the protest of the prosecutors.
Mm-hmm.
And so the prosecutors had like a little thing where they're like, no, he has to be in jail. He has to stay there right now. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so they said that that he should stay in for the remainder of the 30 days because, you know, he's detained for 30 days. No charges, nothing, just off suspicion, which is still fucking crazy to me. Now, there are some new things that came out, like a Vice came out with a fucking, have you seen that video from Vice? And so there was a Vice hit piece on the only reason I say hit piece is because Vice came out with a video, supposedly talking with his supposed victims from April, the ones that lied on him. And fucking, they were talking with his supposed victims, saying that, you know, fucking pretty much saying crazy shit about him.
Mm-hmm.
And funny thing is, they turned the comment section off on the video when they shared it. Mm-hmm. They turned the comments off and fucking they shared it, which is crazy because, you know, earlier last year, this guy was hanging out with the Tate Brothers. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Tate Brothers took him in and fucking, you know, actually fucking trained him. They trained this guy to fucking box and shit like that because they were trying to see into their life.
Yeah.
So he made it seem like he was trying to look into their life to see, you know, what's, you know, the Tate Brothers are, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's how Vice does it. They try to get inside and shit.
Yeah.
And so he fucking, whatchamacallit? Yeah, they trained him up. This dude was fighting. He actually won his first match, if I'm not mistaken, getting trained up by the Tate Brothers.
Mm.
And fucking, which is crazy to me. And dude was like, dude came on to their podcast,
mm-hmm.
and fucking said, he's like, oh, I'm just here to see, you know, your guys' life. And you guys are interesting people. You know, I just want to see what you guys are about, this and that. And motherfucker released a hit piece on him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And fucking release a straight hit piece. I'm just like, yo, that's some snaky type shit.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, whether you believe he did it or not, whether you believe if Andrew Tate's an asshole, granted.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I believe he's an asshole at times. There's some shit he says. The character he's playing is an asshole. You know what I mean? But fucking for anybody to believe the bullshit that came out with Vice and then they turned their comment section off, mm-hmm. No. Go fuck yourself, Vice, because why y'all gonna do that? Some slimy shit. No proof, no nothing. Just talk to random people. Take their word for it with no news source, with no source. Just take their word for it and come on shit on them. After he took your boy in, trained him up, actually showed him how to fight, did all sorts of things with him. Mm-hmm. And he ran it. And also they got people caught them lying too, which is funny. They caught him lying in the video because he reused old footage that did not line up with that timeline. Mm. So he made it seem like Andrew Tate was frustrated in their interview. Mm. And he reused old footage when he was yelling at him about something else. Mm-hmm. And everybody was shitting on him. But the thing is, Vice had turned off the comment section. Mm-hmm. So people come out with videos talking about how he's full of they're full of shit. And the thing is, like I said, it's easy to shit on somebody you don't like. Easy to shit on somebody. Like, if you don't like somebody, it's easy to get a certain amount of people to agree with bullshit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. No proof, nothing to back it up. Just running off the fucking hate you have for this person. And so I'm just like, nah, man. Like, Vice can go suck a dick. And supposedly some text got leaked out. Mm-hmm. About when he was like managing his but the thing is they failed to mention that he was a manager because he managed up to like 75 women in the webcam business. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how can we make the girls sexier, do this and that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to make it like sway the fucking people that he was over here running like a fucking human trafficking business when in reality he was just a webcam manager. That business itself is fucking slimy, but it's not fucking illegal. Mm. Slimy, but not illegal. But anyways, like, on the real, like, I don't believe the bullshit that Vice put out. Like, that was purely and clearly a fucking hit piece. Like I said, he's innocent until proven guilty. You got to prove me to me without a reasonable doubt that this motherfucker did that shit. And right now, I doubt everything he's saying because all the webcam girls, funny thing is, speaking of webcam girls and supposed victims, two of his supposed victims came out and said the Romanian police lied about them. They never once came out and actually said that they're victims.
Wait, hold on. I've been zoning out for a while.
I know. You just been looking at your phone. But
yeah, because I'm like looking up new things. Yeah, I got a couple things, new things to talk about.
But, okay.
Talking about fucking Andrew Tate?
Yeah.
That some of his victims weren't like...
They're not... Two of his supposed victims, because there's supposedly six victims that came out, right? Mm. Two of them came out and said, we're not victims. We like Andrew Tate. And they're like,
still four other victims. So, I mean, supposedly more than one person.
I don't know now. So. I don't know now because these two guys, the Romanian police listed them as victims. They cannot release it publicly, but in the court right now in the case and investigation, they're listed as victims. They came out on the Romanian news channel and they said, no, we're not victims. We never once agreed to be listed as victims. We never said
I mean,
I don't know. And I'm not going to pretend like I know how shit goes down in Romania. Mm-hmm. I hear it's pretty fucking.
Family was fucking
I hear it's fucking corrupt there. I don't know. I never seen the place for myself. But the thing is, like me, I'm a person that I look at and I hear shit because this is what is being said and this is what's actually happening. What's being said is these girls are victims. These girls are coming out and saying, no, we're not victims.
I mean, I'm not going to make any judgment calls on it just yet. I mean, if I do say one thing, though, I mean, I'm kind of against Andrew Tate, but... I mean, we'll just see what happens. Yeah. I guess.
I don't agree with everything he says, but at the same time, doesn't mean I want to see him in fucking jail. And if he is in jail, give me the proof on why he's there. Why is he there?
I think like they're in the middle of trying to get that shit.
But it's crazy though. Imagine the cops just came in. He's like, "Hey, we're gonna throw you in jail until we find out what you did." You know what I mean? That's fucking insane. Without no proof, without Miranda, because you can't Mirandaize them because you have no reason, no actual reason
is to. Is Miranda rights like universal? Like, is it like?
No. I mean, it's different. Romania, they have their own justice. Okay. They have their own justice system. But I'm just saying, like, if they were to do this here, they would have to Mirandarize us off actual charges, though.
Yeah, off they can't arrest anybody.
They can't just arrest anybody
until like they actually have like sort of proof.
Yep, and so. And they got it. And if they don't, they have to have either a warrant from a judge that says, hey, you can go in and arrest this guy. And even the judge can't even make that call because even he has to be within his checks and balances.
Every government thing has like a check and balance. But anyways,
all right,
I'm changing the subject.
Yeah, but oh, my bad. I'm going to finish. Right. Let me finish.
I got a couple things to talk about, and I think we're
going to. Calm down. This ain't the Emmys. But fucking.
I'll play the music right fucking now.
Yeah, congrats, Angela, by the way. My bad. I don't think I said congrats to Angela Bassett. Congrats. I saw that shit coming.
And fucking congrats to...
Before we get off branch, let's go.
Yeah,
but congrats, I just wanted to stop real quick to congratulate Angela Bassett. You did it. Right? Like I said, I hope you win that Oscar. Like I said, there's nothing stopping you from winning that Best Supporting Actress Oscar. I don't think there's anything stopping you. But anyways, back to Andrew. Like I said, innocent till proven guilty. That's my thing. That's what I'm staying on. Like I said, don't agree with much on what the I don't agree with some of the things he says. The majority of what he says, I think, is for the greater good for men. However, there's some things he does and it throws me the fuck off. And I'm just like, come on, dog, you don't have to say that shit. Like I said before, same shit I said last week. But yeah, I think. As far as I'm tracking, like, this man has people standing up for him. He has ex-webcam girls saying that he was the most nice guy, things like that. And then, just to continue a little bit more, supposedly the victims, the female victims.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another victim that came out that, you remember you were talking about that girl that walked out that had pizza delivery?
Mm-hmm.
That, she used to walk off site. They used to have their own cars. Walk off site, the victim. These are victims, supposedly. Mm-hmm. And these girls were driving all over the place. They had their own phones. They had everything. And supposedly they're victims and shit like that. Like, there's video camera, CCTV.
There could be other things at play. I mean, I'm a guy that does like a whole like secondary reason sort of thing. Like maybe this and that. Or like I overthink shit, basically. But I mean, what I'm thinking, if you're like maybe they had something on them to like make them come back, like some sort of like insurance sort of deal. Like maybe like they threatened their family or some shit like that.
We won't know. Until the thing is, they used to have girls that come in internationally. Most of the girls the webcam girls, they'll come in internationally. They're from different places of the world. They willingly came and changed their lives to come and be butt naked for Andrew Tate online. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So I don't know. Like I said, the webcam business is a slimy business, but it's not illegal. There's a difference between it being illegal and being slimy. It's a slimy business. I agree 100%. It's a real fucking slimy business. You have lonely, desperate men that go on there and fucking have nobody to talk to. He even talks about it, though. Mm-hmm. On podcast, he talked about how he used to say he was the one sending shit to dudes. And him and his team, because he had a whole ass team, and he would be the one sending shit to dude, and dudes would be sending him thousands of dollars at a time and shit like that. Slimy business. Real fucking slimy business. However, not shit that was illegal. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's slimy shit in this world, but it's not illegal. So, like I said, are they assholes? Yes. Yes, they are. Do I want them in jail for no fucking reason? No. You know what I mean? I can respect a slimy asshole. You know what I mean? I can respect a slimy asshole. Now, I'm not going to respect, some shit of his life I'm not going to respect, but it doesn't mean I can't show respect to him. They're in the slimy business, in the slimy world. However, they're not people that strike me from what I've seen and from I hear their friends. Everybody around them are going out their fucking way to defend this guy. And to a point where I'm just like, this guy's just a fucking character. That's what it came to me is that this guy's like, you know me right now, I'm being all ecstatic and everything, and you know I'm fucking cussing and shit, but if you see me in real life, I'm kind of chill. And you know, and I'm just like, this guy's playing a fucking character. Like I said last week, he's playing a character that other people get to see, and he doesn't mind taking the heat in the face value. And face value, you're like, fuck this guy. The fuck, who the fuck is he to tell me, you know, this and that? Like, face value, you say, fuck this guy. But if you look deeper into what he's doing, if you realize that he's just doing a show, then you can actually look deeper into the character and be like, kind of like the same thing with Marvel. You can actually look deeper into a character and be like, okay, maybe he's about this, maybe he's about that. Because, you know, there's some great things Andrew Tate has done. And some reason, never gets mentioned in the light. This man built orphanages. He saved stray dogs in Romania. This guy does a lot of good. Him and his brother actually flew out Ukrainian children from the war zone in Ukraine. They actually flew out Ukrainian children to America. Nobody ever mentioned that. So, I don't know. It's like, I'm not going to fucking get swayed by the fucking public appearance, because I've done that. I've been on that fucking train before with Johnny Depp, and I brought him last year. I thought he was the biggest piece of shit when I found that out. Everybody thought he was the biggest piece of shit, only to find out, it was actually his wife that was a big piece of shit. Matter of fact, figurative.
That's why I don't choose sides.
That's why I'm like,
I don't religiously follow celebrities like some other people do. I'm strictly just like, hey, this, I know how to separate the artists from their art, you know? So, I mean, when all that shit with Johnny Depp, for example, was happening, I wasn't too concerned about it. Honestly, I minded my own business with that thing. But, I mean, I still enjoyed his movies, you know, because he is a good actor. I mean, regardless of, like, any of all that shit that happened. Like, I'm not saying that I condone, like, domestic violence or anything like that. Don't get it twisted. If he was actually found guilty, like, I'd agree, like, he's a piece of shit and so and so. But I will also say, along with that, is that, but he makes good movies, you know,
and
he's a good actor, you know.
I caught myself in the bullshit. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I've done that before already. And so now we as adults, we can think for ourselves, you know what I mean? We don't have to, where you have to say we have to choose sides. No, I'm going to think for myself. Until that person, without a reasonable doubt, I'm going to go off the American court system. Without a reasonable doubt, if you could show me that this guy did it. Right. One second.
There's so much shit I need to talk to you
about. Yeah, I got you. But if you could prove to me, I'm going to go without a reasonable doubt, going off the American court system. You can show to me that this motherfucker, if he did all the shit y'all saying he did, then I'll be like, okay, yeah, he is a piece of shit. But until then, he's just an asshole. An asshole that I respect. An asshole I don't want to see in jail for shit he didn't do as of yet. So that's just how I want to end it. But I know there's going to be more shit to the Tate story and everything. There's going to be more shit coming out. I just want to say, until he is proven guilty, I just want to say, hopefully the Tate brothers are doing good. I wish them the best, all in health. I know Andrew Tate had some health issues this week or something like that. So, you know, hopefully, you know, whatever he's suffering from, because I know they have like an enlarged heart problem, some shit like that. Until he is proven guilty, I wish him the best. And I wish him all the health. And I wish him all. I wish everything is done right. That's all. But anyways. On to your shit. All
right. There's a lot of shit to talk about. First off, since we were talking about the Golden Globes and all that shit, I wanted to also like congratulate fucking the cast of Everything Everywhere All at Once. They won 2 Golden Globes, or maybe 3. I don't know. And they were both for like best action actress or something like that, and best action actor.
That was an amazing
and,
movie.
It was Michelle Yeoh and Ke-Hu Kwan. And Ke-Hu Kwan was the kid from Goonies. Short Round from Indiana Jones.
Oh yeah, he was also from the Goonies, that's how I remember him, one of his most breakout roles, Indiana Jones, true that.
And then like he made like a really like moving speech during the Golden Globes that like he was like he was constantly overthinking it and like saying like it's just like the last of my career, what the fuck, and that when he got the call for Everything Everywhere All at Once, he kind of like saved them in a way.
Yeah, I mean, so now I have not heard about him back, and apparently
Kevin Feige called him up and like as soon as he saw Everything Everywhere All at Once, and it's like, hey, I got a part for you. So I mean,
he might be, that's what's good, man.
Yeah, so
because I mean, honestly, I had forgotten all about Doug. Like, you know what I mean? All those 80 action stars and like characters,
those,
like
those kind of the child actors, they fade out,
or they turn to drugs and they get fucking so controversial.
Like that Macaulay Culkin,
I'm glad he's back. Congrats.
It's awesome.
Congrats, yo.
Yeah, and continuing on to the next subject. That there's been an announcement for from Disney.
What was that?
Phineas and Ferb is coming back for 2 more seasons.
Shit, that's, I mean,
20 episodes each.
Man, I haven't seen Phineas and Ferb in so fucking long.
Yeah, it finally ended like 2018, I think. 2017.
I think I remember some shit like that. It was like,
it was the, like when I was a senior year.
And I know they made a movie recently, like a Christmas special type movie.
I don't think it was recently. I think it was like back with like back their when final episode.
They're bringing a whole bunch of shit back. Like, you know how they put a Spectacular Spider-Man on Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Supposedly they're doing another season.
Yeah, it's gonna be really good regardless. But going back to the whole Phineas and Ferb thing, right now it's only like been confirmed. There's no like set date or nothing like that. But they're thinking that it's gonna come out hopefully next year or this year, like late this year or early next year. That's like a time frame that they're working with, but they haven't really said anything about storyline or anything like that. But everybody's fucking excited, especially me, because I wonder how they're gonna fucking go with that.
Yeah.
And then let's see. Oh yeah, and then the final thing that I wanted to talk about, that apparently over in Dallas, there's a leopard on the loose. From the zoo, like somehow the leopard escaped from the zoo and is now roaming the streets and city's on full lockdown.
Oh yeah, no fucking. I mean, what do you expect? You lock that's what happens when you lock those fucking animals up. Like they're gonna find a way to fucking escape. Like that's not their natural habitat. You feel me? They don't want to fucking be locked up for fucking people to take pictures so you can sell a $9 t-shirt. You know what I mean? Like they're just not gonna do it. So yeah, that's not its natural habitat. So I don't know, fucking shit. Hopefully he finds a habitat somewhere in the woods where he's not eating people. You know what I mean? But you know, hopefully he finds his natural habitat.
That apparently they feel like he's in the zoo itself, like but just loose. But that they're saying like, hey, like just be careful out there. Especially if you're not in the zoo.
Is the zoo still open?
No, it's closed.
Like, it better not fucking be
they
open.
They kicked everybody out like 2 hours ago. And now they're still looking for them. So, yeah, I mean, only a matter of time before they call like full lockdown.
Fucking what's the name? Jack Hunt? Or that guy who's like an animal expert?
Yeah, or maybe they're gonna
give him a call.
Maybe they're going to pull fucking Harambe and like
fucking
shoot him in the fucking head.
Yeah, fucking.
I just fucking realized today's Friday the 13th.
All right, today's Friday the 13th, so a lot of bad shit can happen. Start knocking on wood and start crossing them fucking prayers because shit can go crazy today. Oh, yeah, I should have put that in the intro. But fuck it, it's too late now. Too late to turn back.
I think that should be about it. There's really nothing else going on.
I know one more thing that
besides
happened.
Some random shit with what's that guy called?
I guess if we're talking about like stars and shit like that.
Tucker Carlson.
What happened with this guy?
He's still talking about M&M's.
He's talking about how they sexualized it.
Yeah,
and they unsexualized it.
Yeah, no, that they're that she sexualized M&Ms, and he's like super obsessed with the green M&M, especially.
Oh yeah,
like just.
I bet you he has a fucking.
I'm not gonna put the audio on this one, but just look at this one. He's like clapping like a madman while the fucking green M&M stripping. He's showing M&M porn on fucking live TV.
Fucking, he's fucking saying, whacking off in the fucking. He's like, hey, commercial break. Go commercial break.
He's like,
but he's speaking
so
of
obsessed with them, bro. It's fucking.
Speaking of failures, fucking Mackenzie Scott, Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, just filed for a second divorce.
You like what?
Yeah, she just filed for a second divorce.
From him?
No,
or from another guy.
From another guy. From another guy. Yeah.
Jesus.
But fucking, I'm just like, what guy wants to follow up that act? She was one of the richest men in the world. What guy's going to follow up that act? Like, nobody's going to be good enough for her. You get what I'm saying? Like, once you.
Well, I mean, yeah. There is.
Like,
in terms of like, money, yeah. Sure. But, like,
yeah,
like I mean, no, if she gets her shit pounded, I mean, she could settle.
And she does. And, you know, she took half his fucking money.
So and money's still, not an issue.
It's, yeah, okay. She took half his money, but the thing is, if she wanted, look, if whenever a girl wants to take half your money, that means she was in it for the money. Because if she truly loved you, she would just left and been gone. Mm. You feel me? It's weird to me that motherfuckers can take half your shit if they don't like you no more. Mm. You feel me? Like that's a crazy concept to me. Took half his shit, started fucking around again. She was like, ooh, boss girl status. Ooh, start fucking some other guy. And that guy wasn't good enough for her. A guy who could at least, like, if she's going to pick somebody, you think somebody that's, like, emotionally, she's going to get somebody that's emotional or whatever, and that guy wasn't good enough for her. Mm. So I'm just like, no. Yeah, like, no, go fuck yourself. You destroyed your own marriage. Now, was Jeff Bezos cheating on you? Yeah. But fucking... So what? He's Jeff Bezos. Can you get another Jeff Bezos? Probably not. Even with all the money you took from Jeff, you still won't be able to get the partner that of your dreams that can equate to him. Or better.
What the fuck?
Unless you fuck another billionaire. I mean, shit, she has the money.
Well,
but anyways, hold on to the next
something subject. Else that came up.
What's up?
It's something like serious from the government. That apparently the U.S. Treasury is going to hit its debt limit on Thursday, next Thursday, on the 19th.
Debt limit? What do you mean?
Like, you know how the U.S. is like $31 trillion in debt?
Yeah.
That apparently the Treasury can only like...
Loan out so much money?
Yeah, and like can handle so much for like debt and shit like that, that by Thursday, if nothing happens... In terms of like what happens with the debt, that the main person that handles like all the money and shit like that, which is Janet Yellen or something like that, that she's gonna introduce like some drastic measures in order to make the government pay. You know, I mean they haven't.
How are they gonna pay? They're gonna pay without.
They haven't released any sort of actions just yet or any sort of like plans. Shit. They just said that. It's going to take certain measures. It's basically a threat. Like, hey, pay the debt or else some shit is going to happen.
Yeah, because, I mean, what do you guys – what did people expect? Like, fucking – you guys borrowed over $30 trillion. You start sending all this money over to Ukraine in hopes that they'll beat Russia. You send all this money over there. Don't give a fuck about the homeless problem here in America. Don't give a fuck about any of the people here.
Just to clarify, it's not the people that are in debt. It's the government itself that needs to pay other countries and shit like that. That's the $31 trillion that I'm talking about. And that apparently, if the government doesn't pay any of those bills or nothing like that, it's going
to
be...
Oh, yeah. I mean, but at the end of the day, they're going to use the taxpayers' money to pay off those debts.
Yeah, so I wonder what's gonna fucking happen, but it's gonna be really fucking bad, definitely. Man,
what are they gonna increase our taxes again? They already did that.
Apparently, according to this, that Congress is pleading for Janet Yellen to raise the debt ceiling as soon as possible. But I think Yellen has like had enough, and she's not gonna fucking do it.
Yeah, because I mean,
because she raises, if she raises a debt ceiling, the government's still not going to pay it, and the fucking
like, how do you pay $31 trillion? There's no way. Like, how do we pay it without ripping off the American people? Think about it. How are we going to pay $30 trillion? Or how is the government going to pay $30 trillion? They don't got no reserves. They're in debt. They have to take out, they're going to raise our taxes.
If anything, that inflation is going to reach an all-time fucking high.
Oh, actually,
inflation is already fucking hitting hard.
Oh, well.
It's like, what, $15 for like a steak or some shit like that?
Some shit like that. But yeah, speaking of inflation, inflation numbers came out. We're actually 1% lower than expected. So we're actually doing fucking good. But if this hits the fan.
Thanks to this, we might hit like an all-time high when it comes to
God fucking damn. Inflation. But yeah. I guess we can go ahead and end it there off a shit show.
I mean, we don't have to. We can try to find something good and fucking end it there. Or how much time do we have?
We got 2 minutes. Or a minute.
No, I think we're pretty much screwed.
Yeah, no, we got a minute.
Just like the U.S. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, one of the countries just called war on us.
Be like Andrew Tate. Move out the U.S. Now, I ain't gonna lie. You know, Passport Bros, I mean, they kind of win it. They kind of win it, man. But anyways, we're about to go into the outro, so a word from our sponsors once again. Hey, y'all, just real quick, before we do the outro, we just want to talk about a movie you saw this past week, weekend.
Puss in Boots.
That shit was fucking amazing.
If you haven't seen it already, go watch it. The villain itself was
they say really is the best good. Best animated villain in years
so far, yeah.
In years, like
that. Well, not in years, but just like,
yeah, they, I don't know, shit was so fucking amazing. Like, it's,
we
like,
won't spoil anything for you guys, just go watch it, you will not regret it. And
make sure this movie gets popping, y'all. Like, this shit was, for an animated movie, it felt like an adult animated kids movie. It was weird how they brought all these genres together, because there's a lot of fucking adult themes.
I know, because of that, because of Boots.
Yeah.
Guillermo del Toro, the guy that makes animation, adult animation.
Yeah.
That he was saying that animation is not a kid's thing, or it's not only a kid's thing. Yeah. It can also be used for adult themes and shit like that.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know, whoever the director is did an amazing job.
And he's like closely related to Netflix, too. So, I mean,
yeah, it's.
But I mean, at the same time, as soon as he said that, Netflix fucking canceled Inside Job, the adult thing for Netflix, and everybody was going fucking crazy. They were trying to get it uncanceled.
Yeah, like that. In my opinion, that was a good show. I didn't watch it personally, but I heard a lot of good things about it. I saw a couple things. I'll watch it when I have a chance. Shout out to all the team of Puss in Boots. We want to go out of our way to make sure that Puss in Boots got the recognition they got this week, because that shit was fucking amazing. I know it came out weeks ago, but we saw it this week and this past weekend, and that shit's amazing. Supposedly it's at like $300 million in the box office, so this movie needs to succeed, y'all. It's already succeeding, but I want to make sure it succeeds. Like, I want more fucking shit like this. That's
why. $1 billion, right?
To $1 billion, really? Give it $1 billion. Like I said, and also at the end of the day, this is a $1 billion corporation. You know, fucking, and you know, I don't want to, you know, fucking suck off, you know, a $1 billion corporation. You feel me? But at the same time, I know, you know, respect is due where the fucking respect is due. Like the way they did the fucking, like I said, the villain. Oh, by the way, he was a Pablo Escobar Narcos.
Oh,
and yeah. That guy. Yeah, he was fucking amazing. That dude. Whoever that villain is, they gotta bring him back in. He was just so smooth with it, with everything he did. Like, it was like a mystery where you didn't know if he was Death himself or not, or if he was a bounty hunter. And then at the end, he's like, "Yeah, I am Death, straight up." I was like, "Oh shit!" And he actually had a decent motive, to a point where he was mad that old boy had 9 lives and he played with him, because he's like, people usually only get one, and you're here just fucking around. You got 9. Like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, that was a good ass fucking, like, that was a good ass fucking backstory. But movie was amazing. Yeah. But top fucking shit. Journey's choking on a pizza, cold pizza right now. But yeah, yo, we enjoyed the fuck out of the movie. I was like fucking amazed. Like, and now I know why this movie beat out fucking Avatar. You know what I mean? I actually now see why they fucking beat out Avatar.
I mean, in terms of storytelling, it was better.
It was better. And much shorter. You like, you got straight to the point.
But, I mean,
like,
and James Cameron's defense, he's developing like a...
Oh, no, James Cameron's
doing like multiple movies. So.
Oh, yeah, no.
He was just story building.
Like that shit was like fucking... But story-wise, I think, my opinion, the fucking story in Avatar was a little better. However, the characters that were written in Puss in Boots were way better. Like, the way they written the characters, characters that are written in Puss in Boots are way better. However, the movie at Avatar was amazing.
You guys watch both of them, see what you guys think, get back to us, and we can wrap it up there.
But anyways, off to the outro. Peace out, and enjoy the show.
Bye.
And now the outro. All right, let's hit it off one more time, yo.
Oh.
One more time, just for the outro.
There was something else that I wanted to talk about, but I didn't get into it. I'm going to touch on it briefly.
Yeah, just give me one second.
No. I'm going to do this, and then we can do the outros.
All right, go ahead. Do your thing.
All right, that apparently Justin Roiland, the guy that voices Morty in Rick and Morty, that he got arrested. He got arrested. Like, it's actually proven and shit like that, that he's going to jail for, like, domestic battery or some shit like that.
Was he beating on his, like, girlfriend or some shit?
No, his wife.
His wife?
Yeah.
God damn.
So, like, I don't know how the fuck they're going to fucking play that shit out, but...
Yeah, take it from a guy who fucking drinks like fucking Rick, because... You know, he's drunk all the time. That's how he does his
character. Especially in the behind the scenes. Yeah,
behind the scenes. He's drunk all the fucking time.
That's throughout the fucking...
Like, on his contract, he has to be drinking
at
least a couple hours before. Like, he has to fucking do so much recording time, and he has to do that shit drunk. Like,
what do you expect? Because Morty also voices Rick. So, I mean... So he has to drink or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyways, we're about to wrap up.
But, yeah, just me going into my shit. So... Like I was talking about Andrew Tate. Well, last thing before I get, because there's so much shit on Andrew Tate this week. Like, my fucking news feed was fucking exploding. The UK has put out a issue for the educational system that they want to reteach the youth. That's supposed to be Andrew Tate corrupted the youth. And so the UK wants to fucking reteach the youth and the schools. So they have to they want to rebrand the children. And shit like that, which is funny to me, coming from a fucking, coming from school, like, they won't teach financial literacy to children. They won't teach them how to fucking file taxes, won't teach them how to actually be a fucking adult once they're out of school. But they'll fucking go all out on fucking make sure Mr. Old Tate ain't fucking brainwashing your kids, even though he owns none of the copyright. So all the stuff that's put out about him, he's banned from everything. Think about it. The only thing he has is Twitter. Think about it. A man that's so influential, he's not even getting paid for it, which is crazy to me. And so, and for some reason, they're like, oh, no, we got to rebrand. Like, okay, if you guys want to really rebrand your fucking kids, teach them financial literacy. That way they know what the fuck it is in the real world instead of just fucking teaching them Pythagorean theorem, which they're really not going to use unless they're a fucking astrophysicist. Actually teach them fucking, actually teach them how to fucking live in the real world. It pissed me off that I didn't get, like, it's not even about Andrew Tate. It's the fact that they went for him off, like, social justice warrior type shit.
The educational system is a joke. It's been factually proven.
Like they won't teach the kids what actually life is, but they'll go after, I heard that. But fucking, they'll go out their way to get Mr. Tate, like, the fuck out of here. Like, you know what I mean? Like I understand if some teachers have a problem with it and they're like, I don't like what he says. But don't fucking try to fucking force your political agendas on children. You know what I mean? If you're going to force something, force rebranding. Teach them how to actually be fucking adults. I don't know. Teach them actual economics. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think we can leave it off there.
But, that's just shit I had to get on my chest because I didn't like that. I didn't like that shit not one bit.
Yeah,
fuck, I'm just like,
but I mean, In the wise words of Michael Jordan, fuck them kids.
Mic
drop. Yeah,
no,
leave it off there.
No, it's not a quote. Yeah, not a quote. No come for us, Michael.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a full quote. Yeah, Michael. Yeah. How dare you say fuck them kids?
Fuck it. Much love.
Have a safe Friday the 13th, guys. If you're gonna go out, fucking be careful. Don't wanna fucking.
I'll just stay my ass at home. I would not give no fucks about what's going on. Yeah, in the world.
I'm pretty much just gonna go shopping real quick and then fucking come back home.
Like fuck that. Like,
but
for real. But
hope you guys have a good weekend.
Much love.
Be careful.
Also, if you think you're in love, get a prenup.
Thank you, Jeff George.
Thank you. Thank you. Bravo.
You think y'all don't mind if I get a pizza?
Yeah, go and get it. But fucking, now I'll get another one. But fucking, go ahead. Have fun. Don't go too crazy. Much love. Thank you guys for making us the top 10% most shared podcast in the world in our category. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Much love and be safe.
Adiós.
Do you have a hairy pussy? Well, so do I. Yep. Big old hairy pussy. Jesus, if you've been seeing a hairy pussy on screen, shout out to Puss in Boots, all the pussies out there.
Jesus Christ.
Hopefully you're hairy and not scary and always daring.
Okay.
This is a Too Easy podcast. How y'all doing?
Well, hold on. If this is like a commercial, isn't this going to be like in between the episodes?
I don't fucking know at this point.
So they're going to be...
We're almost 40 episodes
in. They're going to be listening to the podcast and then get a commercial about us.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we don't... Hey, listen, I'm not giving you fucking, a minute of your fucking time. You know, I got to fill little slots, okay?
If we have sponsors listening in, I mean, feel free to sponsor us. You can be a part of this.
You want to be a part of this? If you don't, I got to offer you can't refuse. It's up to you, bitch.
I mean,
choice is yours.
I think we can also reach
I'm just
out
talking about my hairy pussy. Can I just talk about my hairy pussy for once?
All right.
Can I stop making this about you?
It's always about you. You never know what I want.
But speaking of hairy pussies, check out the new Puss in Boots.
You're so addicted to hairy pussy, Puss in Boots. It's fucking.
That movie was amazing. I can't lie. That movie was amazing. We're not promoted. We're not paid by anybody. I genuinely like that movie.
We can. Looking at you, fucking
DreamWorks. Universal Studios, what's up? Yeah. But shout out to them. Amazing movie, great cast. Hopefully you guys do crazy numbers and hopefully there's another sequel to this.
All right,
anyways, peace out, bitches.